We hear all the time about AI doing incredible things, right? Like almost magically diagnosing illnesses or even driving cars. Mm-hmm. But have you ever actually stopped and thought, like really thought, how do we really know it's going to work the way it's supposed to?
Mm-hmm.
Especially when what it's doing, you know, really matters.
Yeah.
Today, we're diving deep, really deep, mm-hmm. into this whole world of AI assurance.
Okay.
Basically, how the brilliant minds, the real brainiacs out there, make sure these AI systems are dependable, that we can actually rely on them.
Right.
We've got this super interesting technical report, Assurance of AI Systems, from a dependability perspective. And it's kind of like getting a sneak peek, a glimpse into how the engineers building our future are actually thinking.
Yeah.
And thankfully, we've got our AI expert here to help us navigate all this complex stuff.
Happy to be here.
So let's just start big picture, like zoom all the way out for a second.
Okay.
We rely on software for a ton these days, but AI, it just feels different, almost alien in a way.
Right.
What is it about AI assurance that makes it such a unique challenge?
It's kind of like, think of it like comparing riding a bike to like a jet engine, right?
Okay.
With the software we're used to, we understand pretty well how every single piece of code actually works.
Right. Right.
We can test everything, anticipate where the problems might be, and then fix them before they become a thing.
Makes sense.
But AI, especially the kind that learns as it goes, it's constantly changing and evolving.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And that makes it way harder to like predict how it's going to behave in every single situation, right? Because it's always learning something new.
Okay. So it's like we're trying to hit this constantly moving target.
Exactly.
But we've been testing complex systems for a long time, haven't we? I mean, think about airplanes, the power grid. What is it specifically about AI that's so different, so much harder?
It really boils down to just the sheer number of possibilities that AI has to deal with.
Okay.
Think about a self-driving car for a second. To have the same level of confidence in its safety as we do a commercial aircraft, we'd have to run tests for, get this, over 100,000 years.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah.
100,000 years. That's insane. I don't even know if they make car warranties that long. But seriously, why is AI so much harder to test than something like a new car design?
Imagine, right, trying to test a new car, but to do it, you got to drive it on every single road in every single type of weather.
Yeah.
With every single combination of people walking, bikes, other cars, everything. It becomes pretty impossible to test for everything that could happen, right?
What?
No, take that complexity and multiply it like a million times over, because that's AI. These systems are making decisions based on massive amounts of data, and even the tiniest little difference in that data can lead to totally unexpected results.
So what you're saying is the traditional ways we've tested things, they just don't cut it with AI. You can't just put it through the same old paces and call it good.
You got it. We need a whole new approach, which is where this whole dependability perspective comes in. It's what this report really digs into.
Great.
Instead of wasting time trying to test for every single possibility, which is impossible, we have to actually design these AI systems with dependability in mind right from the start. It has to be baked in from the ground up.
So less about reacting to every potential problem and more about building AI that can basically handle whatever gets thrown at it from the very beginning.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense. But where do we even begin? Like, what are the weak points in AI, the things we should be most worried about when it comes to AI making a mistake?
It helps if you think of an AI system kind of like a two-part team. You've got perception and action. Perception is how the AI understands the world around it, taking in all this data from sensors, cameras, all of it, and action is what it does with all that information.
Okay, I'm with you so far. Perception and action working together. But I have a feeling these two don't always see eye to eye.
You got it. And you're about to find out what happens when AI has a little miscommunication. And let's just say it can cause a lot more trouble than your average fight.
Okay, so we've got clumsy AI that can be tricked by stickers and even miss things humans don't. How can we even think about trusting it with important decisions? You said there were safeguards?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. It's like, you know, even the best driver in the world, they can still make a mistake, right?
Right.
It happens. That's kind of why we have seatbelts and airbags and traffic laws and all that. We can't stop every single accident from happening, but we can, you know, we can try to minimize the risk, put things in place to protect us.
Okay, so what are the AI equivalents of seatbelts and airbags? What are we talking about here?
One of the big things is building what we call guards into the system.
Guards, okay.
Yeah, you can kind of think of them like, imagine guardrails on a mountain road, but for AI. they're always there, kind of in the background, watching what the AI is doing. And if it starts going off track, heading toward a bad decision, they can step in, you know, intervene.
Digital guardrails. I like it. So what do these AI guards actually look like in the real world?
Well, they can,
yeah,
you know, all sorts of things depending on the system. A really simple example is like the emergency braking system you see in a lot of cars now.
Yeah.
It's basically a guard, right? It kicks in if the car senses you're about to hit something, even if the driver doesn't like slam on the brakes themselves.
Right, right. So that's kind of like a last minute safety net.
Exactly.
But for the really complex AI stuff, those guards, those must be super complicated too, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. For an AI that's making, you know, life or death decisions, we can't just have a basic safety net. It's going to be way more advanced than that. Like, imagine a self-driving car trying to make its way through a crazy intersection, right?
Right. Yeah.
You might have one guard that's totally focused on just spotting pedestrians.
Uh-huh.
Another one that's all about understanding the traffic signals.
Okay.
And then a third one that's making sure the car stays a safe distance from, you know, all the other cars around it.
Oh, wow. So it's like a whole team of digital co-pilots all making sure the AI doesn't screw up.
Yeah, kind of like that.
But that sounds ridiculously complicated to build. How can we be sure that the guards themselves are even reliable?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, right?
A whole team of digital co-pilots making sure the AI doesn't screw up. But that sounds ridiculously complicated to build. How can we be sure that the guards themselves are even reliable?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, right? One approach is using what we call a diversity strategy.
Diversity, okay.
Yeah, so instead of just having one super complicated guard, you could have multiple guards, but each one is developed totally independently.
Okay.
Different methods, different data, that kind of thing.
So it's less likely they'll all make the same mistake at the same time.
Exactly.
Like that's saying two heads are better than one, but especially if those two heads don't think alike.
Exactly, yeah.
But even with all these safeguards, even with all that, there's still a chance, right, that the AI could make the wrong call. What happens then?
You've hit on a really important point. We can't get rid of risk completely, right?
Right.
But we can at least design these systems to be transparent.
Okay.
And adaptable.
So we can see what's happening.
Yes. We have to be upfront about the limitations of AI. We got to constantly watch how it's performing and be ready to adjust our approach as we go, you know, as we learn more.
So it's like this constant process of learning and improving.
Mm-hmm.
We can't just build it and forget about it. We got to stay vigilant, keep making things better, and accept that there are going to be bumps in the road.
Yeah. I mean, this is still a pretty new field, right?
Right.
We're all figuring it out as we go along. But one thing's for sure, AI assurance, it's not just about preventing every single error.
Yeah.
It's also about building trust.
Trust that's earned through transparency, accountability, and I think, you know, just being realistic about both the potential of this technology, what it could do, but also the limitations, what it can't do.
I think that's a great point.
Well, listeners, I don't know about you, but this deep dive has given me a lot to think about. It turns out making sure AI is dependable, it's a lot more complicated than we might think. It's not just flipping a switch. It takes a lot of different approaches, a good dose of caution, and like you said, a willingness to keep learning and adapting as we go. As AI gets more advanced, so will the ways we use to make sure it's safe and reliable. So stay curious, stay informed, and until next time, happy diving.